Something for the weekend. Good morning, it's Trina Mara. Did you know there is a connection between untreated hearing loss and dementia? Well, this is something I definitely didn't know. And Caroline Hogan is an audiologist with Hidden Hearing and she's here to explain everything. Good morning, Caroline.
Good morning, Trina.
So is this new research or did we always know about this connection between untreated hearing loss and dementia?
Well, we have known for some time, but the Lancet Commission on Dementia Prevention, Intervention and Care published a report this year, and they have actually given us now a confirmed research that there is a link between hearing loss and dementia. The risk of dementia can be cut by up to a third by treating hearing loss.
Wow, isn't that amazing? So how do you know, for somebody, how do you know you have hearing loss? Sometimes, you know, you might go into somebody's house and the telly is on full blast and you're like, whoa, you know the way people throw that around. Oh, sure, you're deaf. How do you know if there is hearing loss there?
Most people, see, hearing loss is gradual. The person themselves may not be really kind of clued into it. But if they're living with someone like a husband or a wife or partner, or even their children, will probably pick up on it before the person, you know. They might be asking people to repeat things or may just take people up wrongly and hear things differently. And it's normally by that being kind of highlighted to the person. And the TV, as you mentioned, is a big indicator because people turn up the television not because they want it louder, but they want to hear it clearer. So clarity really is the big thing for people, you know.
I think some people, when they start to have hearing loss, they try and cover it up almost. They'll answer the question whether they've heard it or not, you know. They kind of go, yep. You're like, they don't know what I just said to them.
As we say, like, especially in company now, it's so important to us as humans, especially with this COVID situation at the moment, that we keep our interactions and our social circle alive. And a lot of people with hearing loss will just sit in company and will just smile when everybody else is smiling and nod when everyone else is nodding. And I quite often get told by the partners that I'm really concerned because my husband or my wife is just not joining in anymore. And may just not even recall something being told to them because they just didn't hear it. And that is not good for us.
It's men as well, isn't it? They're more affected by hearing loss than women.
Yeah, they do say that there's more hearing loss in men, but women do get affected as well. We wouldn't say that we notice a lot more men coming in than women, but the research does indicate that men are more likely to have hearing loss than women, you know. But as we age, it's so important that we look after our hearing because, as I said, there's this link between cognitive decline and wearing hearing aids does help with our cognitive function because it keeps us bright, keeps us sharp and it keeps us focused and interacting with people.
So at what age then is the normal age-related hearing loss? At what age would you see people for that kind of loss?
Well, in the past, typically it was a much older generation, but the hearing loss hadn't been detected earlier. But with our campaign for better hearing, we are really advocating that people from the age of, say, 50, come in and just get a hearing test. It's totally complimentary. And if there is a hearing loss there, we will go through everything with people. And if there isn't, you have your baseline and you have a reference point to when your hearing was good. Not everybody gets hearing loss, but now we're typically seeing the age profile has dropped now because of the awareness. And people are now thinking if there's a problem, we need to get it fixed. So from the age of 50, we say, but we do see younger clients coming into us. They may have been born with a hearing loss as well, you know.
And wearing things like headphones, say, for example, in a job like I have, and you're wearing headphones all day long, can that damage your hearing?
Well, it's certainly not good to have prolonged exposure to such a noise in your ears. A lot of the new technology now will warn people if the sound level is too high. But typically, you know, our jobs do, people who work in factories and things like that, they are exposed to noise. But a lot of factories now would have, regular health checks to make sure that there's not too much overexposure, you know. But it is so important to get your hearing checked, and this new research around dementia, it's such an important message that we need to get across, you know.
Yeah. It's funny because, you know, people go and get their eyesight tested a lot. I have no recollection of getting a hearing test since I was probably in primary school.
Yeah, we're out there now. We have clinics all across the country. We provide a free service and we're encouraging everybody to get their hearing checked. We don't say you have to be a certain age. 35% of people with hearing loss do not have any ear treatment at all. And then a further 22% wait 5 years or more before seeking help. And only 25% with hearing loss actually use hearing aids when they're recommended.
And hearing aids have really come on, haven't they? They're not these big, ugly things that are very noticeable like they used to be.
You know, do you know what? They're so discreet that typically when people have a problem with their hearing, they're not too worried about the cosmetic side of it, but they have really come on in time. We have Bluetooth hearing aids now. You can pair them to your phone. You can stream music in through them. You can stream your phone calls.
No way.
And yeah.
That's amazing.
They're so advanced now. And, you know, like for people, we actually have hearing aids now that can reduce background noise, because background noise is a big inhibitor for people with hearing loss, because the noise would typically be louder than speech. So the hearing aids now are just not amplifiers. They actually modify the background noise to help people to hear better.
Things like cotton buds cleaning your ears, I assume that's a no-no, is it?
Well, look, you know, I suppose we're all guilty of that because it's a part that we want to clean. But typically we just advise people to not use cotton buds. Just clean the outside of the ear, you know, the ear, we'll call it the ear bowl, if you like, because that's really the only part you should really clean. You shouldn't put anything into your ear. It's really not safe to do so.
I wonder why they were invented in the first place then, if we're really not supposed to do
just
it.
Just don't buy them.
Yeah.
What I would like to say is that, you know, it's World Alzheimer's Month. Hidden Hearing has designed a little gift pack. It's like a sunflower. We call it a bloom box, and we are gifting those to people if they want to apply online. At www.hiddenhearing.ie. We've collaborated with a Galway business called Bloom in a Box. And it's just to brighten people's day. You know, people who are affected by Alzheimer's as a gift, because the sunflower is seen as kind of a really happy flower. It's available for anybody who wants to apply for it. We'd be delighted to hear from people.
There is Caroline Hogan, audiologist with Hidden Hearing. It's something for the weekend on Classic Hits.